Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, there's been a 15% increase in the number of people homeless in Donegal. A Donegal Labour councillor says he will not be supporting Catherine Conley in her presidential bid. Beachgoers in Donegal are being warned to be vigilant when entering the water due to the presence of weaver fish. And Donegal County Council has paid tribute to the late Ollie Horgan. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Mark Gallagher, followed by Nuked with Colm Fersher. First news, there's been a 15% increase in the number of people homeless in Donegal. Latest figures from the Department of Housing show the number of children without a home in the northwest is also up. Donal Kavanagh has more.
In July, there were 16,058 people registered as homeless across the country, 188 of those in the northwest. That figure is up 5% on the figure from the previous month. In Donegal, there were 66 people homeless in July, an increase of 15% compared to the same period in June. The number of homeless children in Ireland has exceeded 5,000 for the first time since record began. In the northwest, 31 families were without a home, including 66 children. The number of homeless children in the region has increased by 15%.
School secretaries and caretakers say it's time to look after themselves as they participate in indefinite strike action. FORSA members are calling for the same pension and entitlements as teachers and SNAs. A number of protests have been taking place across the country, including one in Sligo, attended by a number of striking workers from Donegal. From Monday, secretaries and caretakers will picket outside their schools. The STI Teachers Union says schools are already starting to struggle without them. General Secretary Kieran Christie expects schools to come under further pressure.
The concern is that will become more attenuated and exacerbated in the coming days. Caretakers, for instance, do an enormous amount of work around the whole area of putting out the bins and all the rest of it. There's even health and safety concerns emerging if this becomes prolonged. And we feel that the government need to intervene, bring resolution to this sooner rather than later.
A Donegal Labour councillor says he will not be supporting Catherine Conley in her presidential bid. Labour TD Alan Kelly yesterday said he voted against his party backing the independent TD for the presidency and will not be supporting her in the upcoming election. Councillor Martin Farm believes the decision by Labour to back Ms Conley was rushed and lacked consultation with party members. He says his views are not isolated.
I would be of the same opinion of Alan, as Alan, really. You know, I just felt that it needed to be said because I would have spoken to quite a few Labour supporters over the last few weeks, and I've also spoken to my chairman of the party here in Donegal, Seamus Bavard, and Seamus would be of the same opinion as myself. You know, I just think the whole thing could have been handled much better by the Labour Party. My own opinion is I think that the Labour Party in these type of situations are very quick out of the block, you know, in these type of situations, and they could be looking maybe first of all at their own party, for example. If there's no one within the party, maybe a very high profile person outside the party. Let's be perfectly frank about it. Michael Dee has been there for 14 years now. He was a Labour man, as you know yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And personally speaking, I think he'll be a very hard act to follow, you know, whenever he retires in a few months' time. So I just feel that, you know, the Labour Party should be consulting their members, and they should be possibly maybe speaking also with their councillors before they come out and decide that they're just throwing their weight behind a certain candidate.
Former Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle, meanwhile, is of the view that Catherine Conley is what Ireland needs as president. There's speculation today that Donegal Deputy and Sinn Féin finance spokesperson Piers Doherty could be in the mix as his party's nomination to run for the Aras on the basis of his outspoken approach to the cost of living crisis and advocacy for Gaeltacht issues. Deputy Pringle, however, says he is firmly supporting Ms Conley.
I think that Catherine Conley is the best candidate, and Catherine Conley is in the field and has declared her hand that she wants to be a candidate, and that's the candidate that I'll be supporting anyway to ensure, because I think she'll be the best of anybody that has been mentioned so far, the best of anybody in terms of actually providing the role and providing the kind of leadership that the country needs. And I think the presidency, while it may not have much political power or terms, in terms of hand on the wheel of that, is very important in terms of setting the agenda of what the country wants to do and stuff like that, and what the country sees itself as doing. Mm. And from that point of view, I think it's very important.
I think if you take a step back, we all know what the presidency is and where it is important and where it's not. Is there another name could step out of the shadows, Thomas, that could influence you away from Ms. Connolly?
No. In a word, and you know, and I'm fully supporting Catherine, and I will be helping her campaign over the coming weeks as well to try and ensure that she is the next president of Ireland.
Minister James Lawless has backed Jim Gavin, meanwhile, to be Fianna Fáil's nominee for president. He's the first cabinet minister to publicly back a candidate, and it's understood Jim Gavin has the backing of Taoiseach Micheál Martin. MEP Billy Kelleher has also announced to colleagues his intention to seek the nomination, with rules for a contest between the two likely to be announced next week. Alberto Ahern has confirmed he's not ruling out seeking the Fianna Fáil nomination to contest the presidency. The former Taoiseach also says he is prepared to run without the backing of Micheál Martin.
Well, we'll see what happens in the coming week, but I think, you know, my position, I never ruled myself out, so that means if you don't never rule yourself out, you're still in.
The Israeli military has declared Gaza City a dangerous combat zone as it begins its planned offensive there. The IDF suspended humanitarian pauses, which allow aid into the area between 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. Meanwhile, the bodies of two Israeli hostages have been recovered from the strip. Ruby Chen, whose son was taken during the October the 7th attacks, says the intensification of fighting will delay the return of the remaining captives.
The families have heard from the Prime Minister in the past that this one last cycle will bring back our loved ones. What we know for a fact is that the way to get the last hostage out would only happen in an agreement.
Delays in the processing of payments under the Enhanced Effective Concrete Block Grant Scheme continues to raise concerns. Latest figures show 271 claims were submitted to the scheme in July. Of the 130 payments issued last month, just 63% were paid within the three-week target. To date, €117.7 million has been paid out under the scheme, and remediation works carried out on almost 600 homes. Donegal County Council has deployed additional resources to speed up the processing of payments. Councillor Joy Beard, however, says homeowners and contractors continue to struggle financially.
There's not a day goes by that I don't get several calls, either from homeowners or contractors. You know, a lot of contractors are on their knees waiting for these payments. You know, they need the cash flow to keep coming, to keep the jobs on site. Other than that, they're having to leave the site, you know, to go to other jobs because they haven't got the finances in place to keep going until these claims are paid. It is an ongoing concern. I did ask for these statistics to be put in to the report that we get at the end of every month. But the councillor are telling me that they do have additional resources put in place, but we need to make sure that this is ongoing and it's assessed on an ongoing basis because, you know, we've thousands of homes to be remediated here. If we're struggling now, you know, we're going to be struggling down the line. So we need to get a hold of this. The payments need to be paid within 3 weeks. I'm telling the council it has to be a three-week turnaround. If there is any request for further information, that should be requested within a one-week period to keep everything flowing. And again, these minor discrepancies that people are, our claims are delayed for, you know, for 1 cent, you know, for a missing error code, keep the claims flowing. And by the time the next claim is submitted, those have to be ratified. You know, and that's what I'm putting to the council, you know, because it can't continue the way it is, because it has been one of the most struggling 2 months for homeowners, to be honest, that have engaged with this scheme, that have the financial means to engage with this scheme, and now they're finding themselves when they get to this stage, more problems exist.
Meanwhile, Midlands North West MEP Kieran Mullooly has submitted a list of questions to the European Commission in relation to the infringement procedure against Ireland relating to the defective concrete block crisis. MEP Mullooly visited a number of affected homes in Donegal this week on the invitation of 100% redress councillors Ali Farn and Joy Beard. In a statement, Mr Mullooly has committed to working hand in hand with the party to make progress at a European level. There's yet another burst water main in Inishowen. Supply disruptions are being experienced in Buncrana and surrounding areas. This is the latest in a string of incidents. Works are ongoing to repair the worst burst in Buncrana and are scheduled to be complete by 8:15 tonight. Letterkenny Chamber is working to address concerns following a number of recent incidents in the town. A video emerged in recent days showing a car mounting the pavement, hitting a parked vehicle as it fled a gang of three people who attempted to enter the moving vehicle on Main Street. In a separate incident, a man was reportedly armed with a knife in the upper Main Street area last weekend. Chamber President Jimmy Stafford says the aim is to ensure Letterkenny remains a safe, vibrant and welcoming town. He says the Chamber has long called for additional Garda resources and the recent incidents have highlighted this need even further.
Especially on the back of the incidents over the last couple of weeks where our members have expressed concern around policing in Letterkenny and its wider environment. So our objective was to let our members know what's happening at the moment, but also to inform that we will be meeting the Gardaí over the next few weeks to discuss with them our concerns as a chamber. What we emphasise as well, on the back of a really great 2 weeks in Letterkenny with all the events that were held, the summer sessions, the busking, Indian festival and the truck fest, really, really positive events with thousands of people, that we want to maintain that positivity and as Letterkenny being a safe place to come and visit and enjoy.
And do you think businesses, they would like to see more Gardaí on the ground to limit these kind of incidents?
Absolutely. I think we've always said, Michaela, over the years, and you talk to anybody, once you have visibility of Gardaí, you have a reduction in crime. And we would have seen that at various events in the past as well. And where visibility is there, you have a fall off in crime. And that's our key ask, I think, is visibility on the street, the main street, not just the main street, the wider environment as well. I think that's really important. We're not just talking about one specific area, but at the moment we're focusing on that. And I think it's generally across Donegal as well. And that does help, there's no doubt about that.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Find the perfect running shoe for peak performance at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Mark Gallagher.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We'll start with soccer. It will be an emotional night at Finn Park following the passing of former Finn Harps manager Ollie Horgan yesterday. Harps host Treaty United, knowing a win would take them within just a point of the promotion playoff spots. Speaking on last night's score programme, former captain Declan Boyle says the players will be focused on putting a big performance in honour of Ollie.
Yeah, listen, it's a big night, obviously, for the players. It's going to be an emotional night as well, for supporters and for all the club delegates there as well, because they had that relationship with Ollie. And, so it's going to be a big night, was off and on the pitch. Kevin, obviously, has to probably remain focused in regards to trying to get three big points or close that gap and with 3D and get close to that playoff spot. But, hopefully we'll have Ollie there supporting us, and pushing players on, so from regards to looking down from above, and hopefully they'll need that wee bit of craft and guile that he would probably give them, so was looking for a big performance just to reward, obviously, for all his hard endeavours around Finn Park down through the years,
We'll have live updates from tonight's game with Jeremy Doherty from the 7:45 kickoff. Elsewhere in the First Division, leaders Dundalk play Kerry, co-face Athlone and UCD will welcome Bray Wanderers. In the Premier Division, Derry City will look to make it 2-1 on the bounce as they welcome St Pat's to the Brandywell. Derry boss Tiernan Lynch is expecting a tough game.
St Pat's are obviously a team banging form at the moment. 4 wins in the bounce, not conceding too many goals and scoring goals. So it's going to be a difficult one, but this is why we do this. This is why we're in this. It's these challenges that you want to face. It'll probably be slightly different from Drogheda and Galway. They're a team that like to get on the ball, like to play, they like a little bit of time and space. And we have to go in with a slightly different game plan and look at the areas that we feel we can hurt Pats.
There is only one other game in the top flight this evening as Cork face Waterford. Sunday's Premier Division fixture between Shelburne and Galway United has been postponed following a request from Galway and as a mark of respect to the funeral arrangements of the late Ollie Horgan. There are two games in the Irish League Premiership this evening. Larne play Ballymena and Portadown face Crusaders. Shelburne will host Crystal Palace in the league phase of the Conference League. Joey O'Brien's side's other home games will be against Kosovo's Drita and Häcken of Sweden, while their away fixtures will see the Reds face Shkendaya of Macedonia, Slovenia's Celje and Dutch club AZ Alkmaar. Shamrock Rovers matches in Tala will be against Shakhtar Donetsk, Celje and Malta's Hamrun Spartans. The Hoops will travel to Sparta Prague, AEK Athens of Greece and Iceland's Breda Blick. In transfer news, Adam Ida is closing in on a move to Championship side Swansea. The Republic of Ireland striker didn't train with Celtic this morning after the Swans had a £7 million bid accepted by the Scottish champions. Newcastle manager Eddie Howe says it's difficult for him to provide any clarity on Alexander Isak's future. The striker is still pushing for a move to Liverpool, while his current club are closing in on the signing of another forward in Nick Voltimata. Howe says even if they get that deal done today, it is unlikely the German will feature at Leeds tomorrow.
I don't think that is going to be possible due to lots of reasons that I don't understand. But I think the most important thing is that we try and bring a centre-forward in. That's what we've been working towards really hard all summer. So hopefully we're getting closer.
In cycling, Katie George Dunleavy, whose father John hails from Mount Charles, and her partner Linda Kelly have successfully defended their world title in the time trial at the World Paris Cycling Championships in Belgium this afternoon. Moving on to Gaelic games, there are two games taking place at 7:30 this evening in the Derry Senior Football Championship. Steelstown at Brian Oaks play the Loop at Owen Beg, and Fochan Vale play Drumcern at Celtic Park. Well, it is a big weekend on the hurling calendar in Donegal, with all three county finals taking place tomorrow afternoon at O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny. First up at 1 o'clock is the meeting of Burt and Letterkenny Gaels in the junior final. After that, at 3 is the intermediate final between Dunloe and St Unans. While the main event is at 5 o'clock, it will be last year's beaten finalist Setanta going head-to-head with St Unans in the senior decider. We will have full live match commentary of the senior final with Oisin Kelly and Mickey McCann from Throwin at 5 o'clock tomorrow evening. You can also watch all three hurling finals on the Donegal GAA TV stream sports service. The details on that are on the Donegal GAA social channels. Finally, in rugby, the Ulster Championship season gets underway this weekend, and it all kicks off tomorrow with Omagh, City of Derry, Limavady and Letterkenny all in action. Highlands Athletics rugby correspondent Alec McDonald looked ahead to the new season with Oisin Kelly, and that preview is now available on our website at highlandradio.com. That's all your sports news for this evening, but don't forget to tune in for live updates of the Finn Harps game from 7:45. Michaela.
Thanks, Mark. And returning to some news, beachgoers in Donegal are being warned to be vigilant when entering the water due to the presence of weaver fish. It's after a woman was stung on Lynsford Beach by the venomous species. Upon trying to remove the sting from her foot, the poison then burned her hands. A sting from a weaver fish can cause severe pain, swelling, redness and numbness, which peaks in the first 2 hours but may last more than 24 hours. Kian O'Donnell is a lifeguard in Bundoran. He has this advice for anyone who may get stung.
If you do find that you come in contact or you have been stung, your first port of call is, if it's a lifeguard at beach, go straight to the lifeguard. They'll sort you out straight away. So if you're not in a position where there's a lifeguard present, what'll neutralize this kind of enzyme that's in your foot or whatever body part is heat. So you boil the kettle and you put it in the bucket, and then there's a little hack, you maybe dip an unaffected body part just to test the water, and as soon as you can handle the heat, you submerge your foot in the hot water, and you may have to dip in and out, but as much heat as you can handle, and 99% of the time that'll actually just, the pain will go away pretty quick, within maybe in less than half an hour, within a few minutes that'll sort that. So as far as the stinger is concerned, you don't remove the stinger, so usually you just leave it in there, because unfortunately, in the case that you were speaking of there, I know it's a natural reaction, but you can make things, either you can embed the stinger further or you can maybe sting another part of your body, and then that can lead to complications.
Donegal County Council has paid tribute today to the late Ollie Horgan. As you heard during the sports news there with Mark, the former Finn Harps and Fannage United manager passed away yesterday at the age of 57. The council, on behalf of elected members and staff, has extended its deepest sympathies to Ollie's family, friends, colleagues and to all of his players and fans throughout the county. They say his contributions to the community in Donegal will never be forgotten. Weather now, a mix of sunny spells and scattered showers today, with a few heavy ones possible. Highest temperatures of 15 to 19 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. There's been a 15% increase in the number of people homeless in Donegal. Latest figures from the Department of Housing show the number of children without a home in the northwest is also up. A Donegal Labour councillor says he will not be supporting Catherine Connolly in her presidential bid. Labour TD Alan Kelly yesterday said he voted against his party backing the independent TD for the presidency and will not be supporting her in the upcoming election. Beachgoers in Donegal are being warned to be vigilant when entering the water due to the presence of weaver fish. It's after a woman was stung on Lindsford Beach by the venomous species. Upon trying to remove the sting from her foot, the poison then burned her hands. And there's been yet another burst water main in Inishowen. Supply disruptions are being experienced in Buncrana and surrounding areas. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. Coming up next is News with Colm Ferter. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Seamer Mahasa Colin Ferreter and Chalin of Reeves Guilty. Ta Emak Deagle Yor Fogarta Eglinra Lecce Kennan Lahai Sheshir an Ohert. Gustashi the Toshir the Rangan Egeliga the Rini Fueste. The Fuesti O one Skullinig Burla Ejeron Kuigs She. August Adlek Rangan a Kora Geliga the Galti Sakaid August Adarn of Leon Ravanskull. Tashinelig Eg Toshir Ravagerin the Misa Shahogin. Saying Sprekata Egbunchlin a Kursi. Now Leafuk the Gusmoyin na Nalti of Yosu. Sta Emakti Chile August Okaji Socialta a Agru Eganin Rakomai. Lesh an Agoj Nashunta Ningale at Irishul and Malia Haklea. Erin Saharn and Fihudala the Mimana Noher. Be Elevinyadu Major Le Tihiok Sigiltukt. Muinu Sigeliga August Nigeltukta. Agus Egendal Suks Nakhorish Ejahish Gusolahar a Karta Changa Dun Fobble. Be Boss Egemert on Ear Hushkert, Special Egemert Fried Letcher Kennan Aaron La, Slahis Boys Coronarihe Erawas, Na Eg Narangana, Na Nahimakti, Elig Ata Arakdal, Eg and Linra, Janagi Changwa Lofa, Eg Linra LC Bonkai E, Na Eg Erdaman Hoshulter. To Udras Nigeltukta, Tarish, Mainu Akadu, the Oskol, Technoliokta, and Atlanti, Ata Lonnie Lechin Kennan, Don Vlian Akadul at Shaw, Kontakior to Horch, Don Ard Diploma in Gaelic, Feimach, August Astrahan, Ta and Kursa She, Hjartin, August Fihe Fad, August Frastalian She, Erichtonus Tavoktaha, Chonskadal, Nigeliga, August Carter, Alunch Garmel, Ard Hygien, Foil, and Ardnial and Astrahan, August San Arniel Nigeliga, Go Generalta, Gaholus, Eg Udras Bonkai E, August Antarakta Seglaku, Lehiratish, Skamena Nua Mwenihe, Jirihe Arbert, August Horkonkin, Nativ Alien, Changa Wanihe, Gelige, Gunashunta, Teneskemene, Eg Fragert, Daflan Gnivyokta, Kerebliana, and Arctish, August Egtaku, Lechonskan of Dramyokta, one Nashunta. Shinma Hodge, Eligolier, Slan, August Banner.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 29th of August. The death has taken place of Danny Kavanagh, Milltown Convoy. His remains will repose at his home until 10 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 12 noon until 10 p.m. Rosary nightly at 9. Funeral from his home on Sunday afternoon at 12:45. 1 o'clock funeral mass in St. Mary's Church Convoy, followed by burial in the old graveyard. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of Terence McClintock, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Owen Kavanagh, Clonbeg, Buncrana. Owen's remains are reposing at Porter's Funeral Home this evening. Removal from there at 6:15, going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, to repose overnight. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Terence Cunningham, Riverdale Heights, Killybegs, reposing at his residence until 9 o'clock tonight and again tomorrow from 12 noon until 9 o'clock. Removal on Sunday morning at 10:30 to St Mary of the Visitation Church, Killybegs, for 11 o'clock funeral mass with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. The mass will be streamed on mcn.live. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or McBrearty Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of John Lynch, 469 Killay, Carrigans, reposing at his late residence until 9 o'clock tonight. Rosary at 9. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 20 to 10, going to the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Calais, for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by burial in All Saints Church Cemetery, Newton Cunningham. Mass can be viewed at newtoncalaisparish.com. Family fires only, please. The death has taken place of Dan Lafferty, Ballymena, Glengad, Mallon. Dan's remains are reposing at his home until 10 o'clock tonight. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 20 past 10 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Patrick's Church, Ochaclea, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed on Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Director's Facebook page. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Irish Cancer Society, care of any family member, or Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Director. And the death has occurred of Cornelius Con McCaig, 1 West Block, Mount Anthony, RD Road, Rathmines, Dublin 6, formerly of Torhead, Antrim, and Letterkenny, Donegal. His remains are reposing at the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Ballyrain, reposing there overnight for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass tomorrow morning, which can be viewed online at the Church of the Irish Martyrs YouTube channel, followed by interment in the family plot at Conwall Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Pascal Blake, Funeral Director. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.